As many of you know, my paternal grandmother was blind, and she passed away almost 20 years now. And she was blind, and when I was living with her, during the time when my parents could not take care of my brother and I because we were too poor, every Sunday, since she was blind, my job as the oldest member of the family, I have to guide her by hand to the Marian courtyard. Before she go to church, she would always stop by the Marian courtyard, and she would stay there, and she would greet our Blessed Mother before she go into church. And as a child, I would have to stay there and wait for her, right? I didn't like that job at all. And every month, she loved Our Lady of Fatima and her message. So every month, my grandmother would stand in line to go to confession. And of course, being blind, I had to guide her, and I had to stay and waited for her to go to confession. I didn't like that job either, you know? And every single night, we would pray the rosary together as a family. And I remember when I was young, I always fell asleep during the rosary. Oh, like. And then my grandpa or my grandma would elbow me, and I said, "Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the end of our death," in Vietnamese, of course, you know. So I didn't like that either. When I was young, I didn't like a lot of the spiritual practices because I felt like I was forced to do something and I didn't have my freedom, my choice. But because my grandparents, especially my grandmother, showed me through her example, not just her words, of what it means to be devoted and committed to our Catholic faith, that in turn left a really real memory for me that I still remember today. My brothers and sisters, our faith isn't just a set of doctrine or a set of things to be kept. It's a real living faith, a living faith that is based on our faithfulness to the Lord Jesus Christ, as well as to our Heavenly Father, through the working and the power of the Holy Spirit working in us and through us each and every day. My brothers and sisters, as we heard in all three readings today, it's so easy for us to spend the time trying to make a name for ourselves, trying to be somebody instead of being God's beloved sons and daughters. We oftentimes spend a lot of effort trying to be someone else, to be accepted by society, to make fame, to make a name for ourselves, instead of spending the time to grow in the faith that God has for us to become what we are meant to be through our baptismal promise and our baptismal vocation. We heard in the first reading today, Abram had to take that leap of faith in order to trust in God, the Almighty, blessings to him. He had to depart from the place where he knew, from his homeland, to embark on a journey that he did not know what's going to happen. That was radical trust. And today, in the second reading too, St. Paul reminded us, each and every one of us are called to be holy because of the grace we have received through Jesus Christ. Jesus today is transfigured according to the gospel so that we can see his glory, so that Jesus' own identity through his own nature as God only begotten Son through nature, we ourselves will also receive through grace if we are faithful to the promise that we have been given. Jesus transfigured to show us who he is as God's only begotten Son, so that when we see who he is, we can put our trust in him, that he is faithful to his promise and he will not abandon us. And that transfiguration will be fulfilled on the cross when he stretched out his hand to die for us. The Son of God, God, was willing to die for each and every one of us. We are worth loving. We are worth saving. We are worth redeeming. We are worth God's own debt. My brothers and sisters, do we know our worth? Or are we trying to look for our dignity, our worth elsewhere? Oftentimes, we have end up hurting ourselves, trying to find our worth elsewhere. And those are so momentary, short-lived, so temporary, and sometimes destructive toward us. We try to be powerful. We try to search for prestige. We try to seek more money. We try to make a name for ourselves. And all these things make us empty because they're all vanity, and vanity will pass. And the only thing will ever give us peace in this life is being at peace with who we are, at God's sons and daughter. Father Henry Nouwen, in his famous book, The Return of the Prodigal Son, had written in there, and I quote, or I paraphrase, he said, "Every time we search for a love that cannot be found elsewhere, we are that prodigal son." Every time we try to search for a love that cannot be fulfilled elsewhere, we run away from the God who loves us. And I want you to think about that. I don't know about you. In my own life, I have been that prodigal son many times. Whether it's the young son who actually ran away or the older son who stayed at home but never knew where he belonged. I have been prodigal. And I think each and every one of us has had that time where we try to seek happiness, fulfillment, and pleasure elsewhere. But everywhere that we have searched has left us empty, short-lived, until we find it in the loving presence of our Heavenly Father, who always waits for us, who wants to give us much more than what this world will ever promise to us. Our heart, what created by an infinite God, the Almighty. Therefore, nothing in this world, nothing finite, nothing limited, could ever fill that space. That space is only reserved for the infinite love of God. Only God can fill our desire. So this is what the season of Lent is for us to return to God if we have strayed away. And if we have felt like we have lost our joy, ask ourselves this question: where am I trying to seek my worth? Where am I trying to find my happiness, my pleasure, and my satisfaction? Have I spent more time with God, or am I trying to spend more time elsewhere with other people, with other things? My brothers and sisters, never ever say that God was never there for me when we're only there to find God when we need something. This is a relationship of radical trust, just as Abraham needed to take, just as St. Paul needed to be committed to when he preached the gospel, just as Jesus, who is the only begotten Son of God, was willing to go not only for 1 mile, but gave us his everything to die on the cross for us, so that we can know that we are worth loving, worth redeeming, worth saving. So I hope we find our worth in God and taking the time to truly deepen that relationship with him, so that we can truly live and give our God our everything. It's not always fun. Huh? This journey is not always fun. It isn't always easy. But I can promise you, it's worthwhile. Because nothing in this world will ever satisfy us except in him who has created us, who has saved us, who has sanctified us, and who continue to call us until we are finally with him. May God bless you, and may you, each and every one of you, have a wonderful and blessed Lent.